Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Esther Neptune, and as promised, I'm here to talk about ways to raise your vibration. And I'm going to make this a brief show, just a summary of essential oils, kind of what they've done for me. But in no way does this replace information from a holistic care practitioner, healthcare practitioner, your doctor. Take this all with a grain of salt, just so that nobody gets themselves in trouble. So I'm going to start off my show. Interestingly, my stage name is Esther Neptune, and I'm going to start with the biblical book of Esther. There are other references in the Bible as well, including the nativity story that refer to essential oils, but this one's my favorite just because it bears my name. So the passage is Esther 2, verse 12, and refers specifically to the oil of myrrh. Before a young woman's turn came to go into King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the woman, 6 months with oil of myrrh, and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics. So that's one of several references to oils. Myrrh is a resin that oil was extracted from and used for various medicinal purposes. I mentioned on Twitter yesterday that I was going to talk about oils that I've been experimenting with as of late. These would be the citrus oils. So these would include oils that have been distilled from lemon, lime, orange. I'm actually distilling, or I'm diffusing an orange oil right now as we speak. And another one that people don't know of so much called bergamot. And these are all citrus oils. These are the ones that this time of year, I've had a couple cloudy days where I'm at, but if you are out and about and you're using any citrus oil, highly recommend that you cover up or avoid much sun exposure. These oils have been known to cause sensitivity to the sun. So that would be my take home right there. The other thing I wanted to talk about, as I hinted on Twitter, I posted a chart of how these oils vibrate at a higher frequency than the human body. And if you noted on that chart, I believe the average healthy vibration is around 66 megahertz. But during times of compromise, even when we're considered quote-unquote healthy, once we dip below the 60 megahertz range, we start to feel kind of that irritability and sickness. Dip below 60, let's say, I think they pointed out candida infection, that would put you at about 56 megahertz. And then once you dip below 50, you're really towing the edge towards real serious things like cancer, development. And so this is kind of a way to raise yourself out of that. I noticed I used, there was a sale on frankincense and some oils in the Auracassia line. Myrrh was also another one, although myrrh, in my opinion, is one that the smell could be a little bit more desired. To me, it smells like it's a off gasoline. I personally don't care for myrrh. The other one I really don't care for aroma-wise is patchouli, although both of these have some real healthful benefits if you use them. I found a study on patchouli in adjunct with herbs such as milk thistle and acetylcysteine last year, and I did use patchouli topically, can reverse liver damage, can improve liver health, and it seemed to do its job, as I mentioned. Didn't need that liver transplant. So some of these oils are safe for certain people to apply directly to the skin. Patchouli, myrrh, frankincense, I think, in some cases also. But there are certain oils that definitely are just the opposite, where almost everybody reacts to them. And one of them would be cinnamon, especially the cinnamon cassia, which is the bark, the interior of the plant. This one, I had a pretty nasty experience. I wasn't aware that it caused such sensitivity issues, and I blotched out in a rash. And even worse, applied at directly, and that was a big no-no. It's definitely not one that you want to apply directly to the skin. You've probably heard of carrier oils, and carrier oils are products that you can use to, you know, like attracts like. So they're also one thing I learned in pharmacy was the property of hydrophobic. And you need to have, it's best if you use a carrier oil to apply to the skin, because using a water-based lubricant will not work, because oils are by nature hydrophobic, meaning that they dissolve in fatty substances that are like oil. So as the old adage, oil and water do not mix. My favorite personally is coconut oil. This is getting to be a little bit more popular because coconut oil in itself has a lot of health benefits. It is antibacterial, antifungal. It contains a lot of medium-chain triglycerides. So, and these do dissolve through the skin. So coconut oil would be my recommendation. Originally, when the essential oils became popular, it was not such a popular carrier oil. But now these days, it definitely is. Avocado oil is another one of my favorites. Almond oil, too. These are all very stable, being that they have a lot of monounsaturated fats. So they're not as likely as some of the others, like the grapeseed oil, to degrade on you. So I would definitely go with coconut oil or one that's high in the monos, avocado or almond being examples. Jojoba is sort of the gold standard. You'll find a lot of products pre-diluted in this, but it is nothing special in my opinion. But yeah, and here's another thing that I learned, and this mainly from grit and tears. It's generally the more toxic you are, the more sensitive you'll be to direct application of these oils. So if you apply them in an area where you feel, or maybe you're like me and you can actually sense where areas are more built up with toxins, at this point I can feel these areas in my body, and it's mainly limited to my head right now because I've worked on cleaning the chakras, and they really do clean in that order. The chakras are something I'll talk about on another show, but they start with the root chakra, which is at your base of your spine, and they move all the way up to the crown chakra, which is where I'm currently working on right now. And the crown for me is the hardest one, just because I've mentioned about my iron brain issue. It is really the most challenging. I'll have to do a separate radio show on the chakras and their energy significances, but yeah, so back to the oils. Particularly, I mentioned the citrus, but there are some really great other ones out there too. I'll talk about the wood oils, which would be kind of extremes for expense. But you can get poor man sandalwood, which is cedar wood, which is one of the cheapest, most effective, most rich oils. Cedarwood, in most cases, is also safe to apply directly. But on the opposite extreme, we've got sandalwood, which is a very floral, very rich fragrance, even when you find it pre-diluted, which in most cases, to make it affordable, is the case. You'll find it diluted with almond or grapeseed, usually in 5 to 15% concentration. So, you know, a little goes a very long way. I've also tried the pure sandalwood as well, and it's very expensive. We're talking like $50 to $70 for a half ounce in most cases. So it's very expensive, but it's got a very sweet floral, yet it can be a lot of men's shaving products are made with sandalwood. It has kind of a nice blend. It can be either masculine or feminine. Then I mentioned frankincense. This is sort of the all-time favorite, what you think of when you go into a midnight mass, that wonderful scent. My first experience with that, because I was Catholic for a time, was that it cleared out my sinuses. It actually made my symptoms worse, and that might have been a hint that I needed to find recovery with these oils, which I did 15 years after that experience. I really started dabbling in these myself about 2 years ago, so it's been somewhat recent for me. And, yeah, so, you know, that's another thing. If you find yourself rather sensitive or sneezing a lot, that might hint that you've got some toxicity built up in your crown chakra that needs to be cleared, and you might benefit from kind of a slow but steady diffusion or even topical application of these oils. So, but steady as you go, I recommend that you dilute these products with a carry oil and see how they do for you. Or another popular way that I've used them is just in the bath, just diluting a few, especially the citrus oils, work well this way. Some of the more hydrophobic, like, you know, the wood preparations, frankincense, don't do as well in the bathtub, emulsifying, but the other way that you can help this process is combining it with Epsom salts that helps to emulsify these a little bit better. So, doesn't take much. Again, depending on your level of toxicity that you need to deal with, certainly you can use more or less depending on your personal needs. But yeah, main properties of essential oils across the board is that there's some criticism out there. Some people misinterpret that they directly raise your oxygen levels, and they don't really do this directly. It's more the fact that they're, if you're familiar with antioxidant, their antioxidant values for the amount is off the charts, and that's how they raise your vibration, is by preventing oxidation of the body. Oxidation is the way that our organs get destroyed. By doing this, they also are antibacterial by nature. Some are more antifungal, such as oil of oregano, which is another one I would highly caution you to dilute carefully before using it. And the citrus oils are also great antifungal, especially the oil of grapefruit. So the thing is that they do raise it indirectly, because by preventing oxidation, they preserve the oxygen for other purposes, which would, and, you know, if I have used an essential oil, I automatically feel more refreshed. I feel more alert, usually, unless it's a sedating oil like lavender. But even some of the sedating oils, if they help to raise your oxygen levels, will leave you more alert and fresh feeling. And, yeah, so this is a big way that they do raise your vibration, is through that mechanism. And it's just in my experience, that's how I've found this out. They're antibacterial somewhat because of their direct properties. Some of the chemical constituents, especially the frankincense and myrrh, they contain components called sesquiterpenes, which are very highly antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and also indirectly by raising your oxygen, by preserving it in your system, they will kill some of these bacteria that thrive at lower oxygen concentrations. So, very good additions to your overall healthcare wellness regimen, in my opinion. So I'm going to keep it short. I'm going to keep it at 15 minutes. And next week I will talk about the other arm in my arsenal that literally saved my life in my health crisis. We'll talk about the company DR Vitamin Solutions and some of the products they offer and what my recommendations out of their line would be. So I will be here next week, same time, same place. See you then.